Beis a perik alef mishne beis. Hashoychit chayav va'oif v'yomtiv. The malacha of shchita is certainly going to be mutter when a person wants to eat on yomtiv to shecht. It's malacha zechel nefesh. The reason why the Mishnah says over here hashoychit chayav va'oif is because chayav va'oif have a separate din. There's a mitzvah saying pashas achrimois of kisei adam. Not by behem, only by chayav va'oif. That being said, a person can't shecht unless he's able to, unless he has dirt to cover over the dam. Otherwise, a bitl mitzaseh. Now, let me be mevatel mitzaseh for the tzorich of oichel nefesh. So, would we say that the tzorich of oichel nefesh is matir if you don't have to now dig up dirt? Digging up dirt, l'choyra, would be a problem of several different malachas. Digging, chafira, is a told of chayrish, maybe even boina. Digging up a piece of dirt and turning it into something that's dirt, not just a clump of earth, but dirt that he could spread over the dam, would be malachas toichin. This is all, I'm just bringing what Rashi and the Taisus Yomtiv say in the sugya. And as well, there's also this is the abundance of mukta. Earth is definitely mukta. Hein on Shabbos, hein on Yomtiv. That being said, if he's going to shech the chayav oif and he does not have efer muchon, efer kirim in amuchin, does not have earth, ashes, that's ready to sprinkle, so what should he do? Beishamay oimrim, yachbar bedeka v'yichasa. Let's point out one more point, and that is that you'll say, oh, it's necessary. The same way you have to shech before yomtiv, you have to shech on yomtiv. Even if you didn't shech before yomtiv, you could shech on yomtiv. But what about the kisei adam? If it's necessary, so you should do it. So the point is this. The point is that the shechita of fresh meat is malachas oichel nefesh. The having dirt to cover over is not the oichel nefesh itself. It's machshire oichel nefesh at best. You could argue it's not even that because you don't need it really. You need it for a kiyum mitzvah say. But since it's necessary today for your shechita, maybe it's machshire oichel nefesh. We certainly paskin. This is a discussion in the Gemara later on, the third parak. We certainly paskin. That machshire oichel nefesh, that's efshel asoysoy from erev yomtiv, one is not allowed to do. Things that are not oichel nefesh themselves, they're only other melachos. Digging up dirt is not a melachos oichel nefesh. It might be in this case a necessary prerequisite or post-requisite in order to be able to shecht, but it's not oichel nefesh itself. An equivalent to that would be cooking food on Shabbos, of course, not on Yom Tov, would be mutter melachos oichel nefesh. What about making a pot? If you don't have a pot that's usable, making a pot on Yom Tov, l'choshev melachos oichel nefesh, it's certainly not. It's melachos machshire melachos oichel nefesh. A pot could be made just as easily erev Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make a pot on Yom Tov. Over here also, you're not allowed to prepare the dirt at the price of melacha on Yom Tov. Whether Malachas Oichel Nefesh itself is only in a place where it's E.F. Shalah Soise or not is a Machloikis. That Mir Hashem will see in the third parak. Some Shittas hold that the requisite need for Malachas Oichel Nefesh is that it's something that's only better, it tastes better. In this case, by the way, it certainly is that way because fresh meat, it tastes better than meat that's day old, before they were refrigerated. It's cooked food from today. So cooking, shechting is certainly Oichel Nefesh. The E'efshe la soy soy miboid yoim from Erev Yom Tov. What about a malachas oichel nefesh where it's certainly shaykh? L'moshul, boirer of different types of lentils. You could do it yesterday. It doesn't make it less appetizing to cook up. Would that be osur? Pashtus is also in the Rabbanon on Yom Tov. Maybe even in the Sederai, so we'll have to discuss the Shitzur Rishon. Vinishvi, Shchita that we're talking about is certainly malachas oichel nefesh. That's better on Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter. The preparing Efer, which is only Machshiri Oichel Nefesh, is certainly can be done yesterday, so there would certainly not be mutter. And from Desvegen, Beishamay Oimim Yachba Bedekav Yichas, you all had to be Mechasa, and that needs an explanation. Why? So let's continue on the Mishnah for Pshat. Ubeisil Loimel Lo Yishkoit, it seemed to be the Pashta Shita, Beisil says Lo Yishkoit, L'chayre. We just delineated malachas, the reason why it should be malachas Yom Tov mamish midaraisa. Elam Kain Beis Hillel says, hoyoloi offer mucham b'boid yom, unless he had dirt from yesterday. It's mucham, so it's not mukta. It's detached, so it's not toichin, and it's also not boina, and it's also not chayrish. L'chayr, Beis Hillel didn't even have to speak that out. L'chayr should be pashut. The sefer is even harder. Umoidim, pesil is moidim shim shochat. That if you did shecht, sheyachba bedeka v'yichasa, that you can do it. Sheyfer kiri muchanu. L'chay sheyachba bedeka to dig with a shovel. You're over in all the malachas that we discussed. It's not muchan, and it's also all the malachas. Sheyfer kiri muchanu. I thought we're talking about we're bedeka, we're creating new dirt from the ground. Sheyfer kiri muchanu, because eifer kiri is a pile of dirt that was prepared. It was leftovers, ashes from the fireplace. That's muchan. How do you read this Mishnah? So the Gemara explains that what we mean to say is that we're not talking about digging from fresh. Pesil, of course, there's no moidim over there. That's in the daraisa. What we're talking about is yeah, you had a pile of ashes, you had a pile of dirt, and it's not eifer kiri. Eifer kiri means we have a pile of ashes that was from under a flame. It's the leftover of the coals from yesterday's cooking. That for sure is something that people find useful to put on top of coals that are burning, to stoke flames, and over here to cover over dam from shchita. So that for sure would be muchon. It's not muktzah, and there's no issa malachim picking up a pile of ashes and putting that on top of the dam. What we're talking about over here is where there's proper dirt, and there's a shovel that's stuck in. The dirt is loose. Also, there's no issa when the shovel is already stuck into the ground. There's no issa of boinim because the shovel is already in the ground. There's no chayrish. And there's also no loosening the dirt. It's no teichin because the dirt's already ground up. It's already loose. So that, there would be, you could hear that there would be an iser. And on that, Beis Hillel says, if you have a shovel stuck into loose dirt, there's no malachas involved. That I'm minded to you, that if you shecht it already, bidi evin, you can use it, because me'ikri adin, there's no problems. Not a visa mukta, not a visa malacha. And the rationale behind it is, she'efe kira muchanhu, because there's something which is mamish muchan, eifer kiri, which is mamish oimid for these shibushim. So therefore, by any dirt where there's a shovel stuck in and it's loose, so that's why it's mutter. Ultimately, the Gemara Lamaisa says that she'efer kiri muchan hu is really not she'efer. It's not really an explanation. It's a separate line. Ve'efer kiri muchan hu, if you have eifer kiri l'kuli alma, it's a l'chatchila mamish. Beis Hillel is saying umoidim that if you're ready shecht and now you're at risk of being mevatel mitzvah say of Kisei Adam, if you did have the type of dirt where there's no iser, that sheyachber bedeka v'yichase, you would be allowed to do it. So the heter over here of Beis Shammai is not so shocking anymore. Why yishchoit? You're not being over any isurim. Again, the Gemara says this to explain the Beis Hillel why bedieved it's mutter, but that's really the rationale behind Beis Shammai. He's only talking about such a case as well. Novos, Beis Hillel is only matter b'dieved. Don't shecht. If all you have is a shovel stuck into loose dirt, don't shecht, because it's easy enough to come in a different situation to dirt that's not ground up, and so on and so forth, to a case where there would be malach. Don't do a lechatchila. Beis Shammai says, no. Simchas yamtiv to eat fresh meat. We're not geyser. You can do it lechatchila even. Beis Hillel will be minded that nebitl mitzah say derais. If it was done, of course you cover. There might be a different point over here. So what we just said till now was Rashi. Taisvis, the Rosh, other Rishonim add that the other element over here is that even when the shovel stuck into the ground, there is an Issa d'Rabbanan pulling out. Why? It might not be Boina, because the shovel's already stuck in. It might not be Chayrish, because Be'etzem, the hole in the ground is made. But Lamaisa, when you pull it out, you are creating a hole that wasn't here. And that is b'midu mesuyemes a din an issa d'rabbanan. Why is it only issa d'rabbanan? Because of what we call melach shein etzricha legufa. Digging for the dirt, taking out the dirt is a melach d'raisa, because you're digging, and your purpose is taking out the dirt. When you're digging, your purpose for the dirt that you take out is melach shein etzricha legufa. The hole that you make is something that happens. It's not something you're interested in. I'm not interested in making a hole in the ground. I'm not creating a building site. So it's a malach shein etzricha legufa, but certainly an issa d'rabbanan. On that, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to do it lechatchila. Why you're allowed to do it lechatchila? Because simchas yomtiv. And Beis Hillel says no. If you did it, now you're going to be mevatel mitzvah seder ha'is. You shecht it already. Then you'd be allowed to to do this. This, by the way, you shouldn't extrapolate from this a klal that always, whenever we have an iser derabbanon, and you have a iser deraisa, you'll always be allowed to be over an iser derabbanon in order to be mekayim mitzvah deraisa. That's not a klal. Are you allowed to go out of the tchum in order to get a shofar? No. Mufurish Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. But over here, at least, Beisilu would hold that it's mutter. Of course, this Kneich is totally in the Shittas whether Malach Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa is Deraisa Derabonim. We discussed this by Richus and Shabbos. The Psak of the Rambam, and it comes up over and over again, is that Malach Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa is an Issa Deraisa. That being said, that can't be the explanation of the Mishnah, because there's no reason why you'd be allowed to be over an Issa Deraisa. There's no heter begidre melech zechon levish, like we said before, so it wouldn't be mutter. You'll have to say this only lefi toisus and the rosh that paskin the melech shen tzricha legufa is actually the halacha is that it's mutter derais and it's a drabbanon that beishamay could hold lechatchili. You're allowed to be oivrim tnei simchas yomtiv. Beis hillel al koponim b'di'evid will hold that you're allowed to. That's lechayr the pshat in the Mishnah.